Liberty Report, our weekly news brief on religious liberty news on WCNO 89.9 FM at 1 p.m. on
Saturday. You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Good afternoon, radio listeners. Welcome from the encouragers, Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael. We are on the air every Saturday at 3 p.m., bringing words of encouragement from the Holy Bible for everyday life. Please continue to listen in and be blessed. Our Father, who art in heaven, all-powerful, omnipotent, everywhere at the same time, omnipresent, all-knowledgeable, omniscient, please forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I thank you for this opportunity to preach your word from the Holy Bible. May what I say be helpful to someone and pleasing to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I will continue with the series on the Beatitudes found in the 5th chapter of Matthew. Verse 7 states, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy." The kindness and forgiveness that the merciful show to others will also be shown to them. One thing that is common to the poor in spirit, the meek, and those who hunger for righteousness is that their life is not self-sufficient, but looks outward for help. They understand mercy, for they know their own inadequacies, dependence, weaknesses, and incompleteness. And when they receive gracious and merciful bounty from the King, they in turn know to show mercy to others. Showing mercy to others includes both the forgiveness of the sinner and compassion for the suffering and the needy. They are called blessed because they place showing mercy above their own rights. They take no hostile stand against people in need, but try to show kindness to others and heal wounds. It is not that they are merciful by nature, but because they have been shown mercy and live in constant dependence on the Lord. And because they understand mercy and show mercy to others, the word from God is that they shall obtain mercy. Ultimately, this looks forward to the coming of the King and the day of judgment, when by his mercy they shall be welcomed through the judgment and into the kingdom. They will receive mercy, not because they did enough good deeds, but because they understood how important mercy is in their own spiritual pilgrimage, and having entered into the state of grace, were eager to show it with others. They learned to forgive others because they were constantly being forgiven. They learned to show mercy to others because they were being shown mercy every day. Here too, the act of showing mercy comes from the genuine spiritual experience. People who know more of God's mercy will be merciful. It is important then that people have a good understanding of the grace of God in their own lives. This will come from the experience of confession of sin and thanksgiving for forgiveness, two aspects of the believer's walk that often get neglected. Christians sometimes get to the point of thinking that they deserve the grace they have received, and they become then intolerant of others, even judgmental. The reality of our own spiritual condition and God's provision must never be forgotten. Verse 8 states, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." The pure in heart of those who pursue a purity and uprightness affects every area of life. They shall see God. The Beatitude picks up an Old Testament image and applies it to its fulfillment in the kingdom. It describes both an inner purity and a singleness of mind. The heart is used in the Bible for the will, the choices. And so to be pure in heart means that the decision one makes, the desires one has, the thoughts and intentions of the will, are untarnished by sin. and that the will is determined to be pleasing to God. From the pure of heart comes only good things, acts of love and mercy, desires for righteousness and justice, decisions that please God. The description of the human heart outside the household of faith is very different. At its worst, it is constantly acting selfishly and causing pain. Jesus said it was what came from the heart that defiled people. Evil thoughts, impure desires, blasphemies, and the like. Nothing short of a change of heart will bring about a pure heart. Jesus does not explain that here, but his language of being born again will necessarily begin the process. The transformation from a heart of flesh to a pure heart will come by following Christ, and it will not be an easy or a swift change. But those who enter this kingdom of righteousness must have this new heart. And the promise for them is that they will see God. What an incredible statement. The Bible says that no one has ever seen God. People have seen appearances of the Lord in various forms, like Moses on Mount Sinai, seeing the hem of the garment, or the Israelite leaders eating with the Lord and seeing the God of Israel in the form of the revealed presence, or in Isaiah and John. One aspect of this promise is here, and now by faith, they will see God in all events and circumstances of life. But the Bible promises much more. Here on earth, the vision of God is denied to us. But one day, when heaven will be opened, he will be visible to our transfigured eyes. As Job said, I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God. I myself will see him with my own eyes, I and not another. How my heart yearns within me. And how does one gain a pure heart? It begins with conversion, when God gives us a new heart, and it continues through the spiritual growth as we follow Christ. Walking in the light, meaning learning to live by the word of God, will change the way we think so that our hearts will grow more and more pure. But as the light of the word reveals impurities, we must deal with them and change. Some listeners may not have given their lives to Christ, but want to do so. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you believe and are willing to follow Christ, then join a church that is based on the Holy Bible. FDA may finally ban artificial red dye from beverages, candy, and other foods. A decision on red number 3, the synthetic coloring made from petroleum, could come in the next few weeks. Some of the artificial dyes allowed in candies, beverages, and other food in the United States are either banned or require a banning label in other countries. December 7, 2024, by Caitlin Sullivan. The Food and Drug Administration may finally move to ban artificial red food dye, the coloring found in beverages, snacks, cereals, and candies. At the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee meeting Thursday, Jim Jones, the FDA's Deputy Commissioner for Human Foods, said it's been over a decade since the safety of the synthetic color additive, red number 40, has been reevaluated. With red 3, we have a petition in front of us to revoke the authorization board, and we're hopeful that in the next few weeks, we'll be acting on that petition, he said. House Energy and Commerce Committee Ranking Member Frank Pallone Jr. also urged the FDA to ban red number 3, which is made from petroleum and gives food and drinks a bright cherry color. When the holiday season is in full swing, when sweet treats are abundant, it is frightening that this chemical remains hidden in those foods that we and our children are eating, Fallon wrote in a letter to the agency. While food companies must ensure that the food they market is safe, they are also only required to ensure that their products meet FDA standards. This means that thousands of products that contain this chemical can remain on the market. Now, a breath of fresh air, Minister David Michael.
Good day and welcome to the Breath of Fresh Air with the Encourager, Minister David Michael. Our topic for today is teamwork. It is written that two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. Ecclesiastes 4th chapter, verse 9. Effective teamwork is essential in building businesses and relationships. When individuals work together, they can double their strength and get more done as a team. They also reap the value of creating harmony by working in unison. One of the key components of a great team is providing direction that engages and inspires its members. Compelling direction combined with positive dynamics, supportive context, information networks, and a shared mindset enable businesses to perform strategic tasks and take on new challenges. However, sometimes the Tates want to disrupt the process of achieving the team's goals and objectives. First, there's Dick Tate, who wants to run everything. Rotate tries to change your mind. Agitate stirs up trouble whenever possible. And Irritate gets on your last nerve. Whenever new ideas are recommended, hesitate and vegetate, pour cold water on them. Imitate tries to mimic everyone. Devastate loves to be disruptive, and Potentate wants to be the big shot. But it's Facilitate, Cogitate, and Meditate who save the day and get everyone working together. A one-man show doesn't get very far. By God's design, all who are in Christ have been made dependent on one another. We may think we can do it on our own, but we can't. We can't fulfill our high calling as members of the body of Christ until we realize that we all have a vital part to play. We are family, and we need to work together to achieve God's will for His glory. Remember, teamwork makes the dream work.
You have been listening to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael, the Encouragers, bringing you words of encouragement from the Holy Bible. We hope that we have said something that was encouraging to you as you continue on your life's journey. Thank you for listening.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solus Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
I find it's always the lie that is loudest. I know the one with the power is never the one who is shouting, shouting. I lean in, I know that I need to listen. Through all of the thunder you whisper, even in doubt you are with me, with me. Like a love song that I've always known, your word hits me deep inside my soul. When you speak,